Right now, I thought we would talk about high school rowing because we've got a couple of really interesting teams here in the Metroplex who are doing some good things.
Who's good this
class
year?
Class 3A level. The best team. Oh, well, now what's this? What's going on? What is this?
Oh, no.
Oh, great. It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
What up, homos?
Hey, Chris.
Please don't high five.
Chris, we're.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Hey, Chris, we're on the air right now.
Y'all still trying to do the radio thing?
Yeah, we're in the middle of it.
You know, keep it up, man. You guys got possibilities. Not six-fig possibilities, but, you know, like top 10 demographic.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Possibilities. Well,
thanks, man.
You won't ever pull as much wool as the Chris-er.
Yeah, well.
You know, God, I get so much tail, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm scoring a different piece every night. You know?
Good for you.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but this year's like been a total vagathon for the Chris-er.
Oh, man, we don't want to hear about that. We really don't want to hear about
that. You guys
that.
Even sniffed a meat pocket in the past decade.
Oh, man, don't talk like that.
Chris, we are on the air.
We're on the air.
Man, I got to thinking about you guys the other night. I was knocking the bottom out of this college cheerleader. And, you know, she was great, like 11 probably on your scale, you know, probably solid 6 on my scale.
Right.
But, you know, she was great because she just let me do my thing and get the hell out of there, you know. You know what a lot of these Dallas chicks are like, you know, they won't let me leave because they're always thanking me and trying to give me all their stuff and money.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
You know, but you know, because they're so appreciative.
So yeah. Appreciative.
Oh, yeah, man. To actually get to bone the Chris-er.
Oh, gosh.
Boy.
Sounds bring like, it down just a notch.
Sounds like you've got it made.
Bro. Come on, high five, bro.
I'm going to high five him again.
Quit high fiving us.
The Byron's coming up.
We call it the Nelson, but yeah.
Yeah, the Byron's coming up. I'm totally going to be there, man.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Be in the pavilion, I guess.
Probably going to play. Probably.
Play?
Yeah, I haven't decided yet. You know, I play out there a lot. My gallery is always huge. You know,
your gallery.
When I'm playing, and there's always a few PGA guys in the crowd, you know, watching me. Know,
that seems to be a reversal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, Major Ben Crenshaw or General Bear Jack Nicholson or, you know, that colonial guy, Paul Hogan, you know. That's not a putter. That's not a putter. This is a putter. You know, that guy.
I don't think you're.
Yeah, you know, so they're always, like, dude, man, Chris, man, you got to. You're putting on a clinic for us out here. You got to play on the tour. And I'm like, dude, quit sweating me. You know?
Oh, yeah, sweating.
Always sweating me.
Forcing you to play professional golf.
I'm just doing what comes naturally, you know?
Yeah.
What comes naturally, the Chris-er is winning.
Right.
So I'm always like getting an 18 on every hole, man, just acing it. You know what I'm saying?
That doesn't make sense.
You know, just eagle birdie and stuff and, you know.
So you're just a natural athlete.
Yeah, natural athlete, you know. And I'm always playing at Vaquero and National and TCP.
TCP? Or
and
TPC?
Like, you're so good. You should totally play on tour. So, like, this was probably a couple weeks ago or something.
Uh-huh.
I was at National, and I was beating Spieth like, by 9 shots or something.
Man.
You know, just a group of guys playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was like, man, you got to play with me at the Byron.
He said that to you.
So I'm all like, you know, I'll check my sked, dude. Get off me. You know,
he was
sweating me. He was sweating me.
He was sweating.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and so I think I'm going to be playing with the Spieth at the Byron.
Okay, he doesn't make them.
So
he
wanted
pairings.
Me to play with him, so I'm going to play with him, you know.
We well, doubt that.
What a group.
Okay.
But he was
we'll
like, oh, get this, dude. Totally, check it out. He was totally like, dude, you got to let me compete, though. And so one club challenge. And I'm like, all right, fine. I'll one club challenge you at the Byron. So I'm going to be doing it with a 5-iron. I think that's what
so
I'm
going to
do. So
you only get
with.
To use one club.
Oh, yeah,
he gets to use his full set.
Yeah, so Spieth, you know, because he
just
wants
to make it
yeah,
fair.
Yeah, you know, because he's tired of me beating him, man.
Yeah.
At a national, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, so. And plus, you know, it's TCB, so, you know, it's an easier course for me than the national.
TPC?
Yeah,
mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm one club's perfect for me there. It sets up perfectly for my
sounds
one club.
Great for you, yeah.
Yeah, but I'll probably play a few holes, sit out a few holes, hit the pavilion, you know.
That's your. That's
back,
where you really win.
You play around.
Score some eagles on each hole.
Yeah.
Some
and then
eagles.
I'll probably hit the concrete cowboy afterwards, you know?
Oh, they're your sponsor exemption, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be a big day for you.
Yeah, pretty big day.
You know, I'm not I'm not believing any of this because I feel like you come in here and you make up a lot of stuff just so that we'll think that you're doing really well. But
oh, come on. Oh, the good Craig jealousy coming out again.
I think this is it. Yeah.
But I heard that in addition to your job here doing sales at the Ticket, that you have a side job stocking shelves at Payless, that you're stocking shoes in the back. You're not even out front. They don't let you even work the showroom. Is that true?
What are you talking about, man? I'm totally six figs in it in sales.
No, I hear that you're barely.
You don't even work for Mike Roy sometimes.
I hear that you're barely four fig in it.
Oh God, I've been found out!
Oh God! Oh,
wow. Sounds like he farted as he jumped out. And you know what?
This ought to do it.
I just can, as I'm peeking through the broken window. Bad acting. I see a lifeless body, George, and I think he may have actually done himself in.
I think this is the end for Chris.
Bad acting.
Was that my line?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Bad acting. Hey, Chris, are you okay, buddy?
Hey, not off mic enough.
All right,
I see. Hey, Chris. Jesus. Bad acting.
Oh, he's still alive.
What up, a vacuum MFB?
All right, yeah. He's okay. All right, Chris, we'll see you later. See you at Nelson.
You homos. Hey, right. You want to get lucky? Call me the Cervix King.
Oh,
collision
enough.
Repair, bumping uglies.
Stop it. All right, there goes Chris. It's